We originally had planned to have Jim Weimer, but because of all the publicity and everything that's going on, Jim has decided to take kind of a low profile, and so he
That was the announcement at the start of Working for Downtown's Buffalo Talk speaker series at the Central Library. A small audience gathered to learn about the culinary school's success. But Working for Downtown board member Kate Bukowski received an email from Weimer declining to appear.
We had we'd scheduled Jim to be here probably 6 months ago because we scheduled things far in advance. And because of so much press he's been getting, he decided to keep a low profile and sent someone who I think is very capable and did a great job.
Instead, Weimer sent his assistant principal and Lenny Dowell, a culinary instructor from Emerson, to conduct the conversation.
Is it distracting to the school and the students having his name out there and this kind of controversy that's been swirling?
No, because we still have to service the people. You know, at the end of the day, our mind focuses back onto the guests. Mr. Weimer is not a person that seeks limelight. He's never in the forefront of anything we try to do. He always just behind pushing the growth of the school from an internal state. And he always tried to promote the kids. So, you know, it hasn't been distracting to us.
The Emerson School on Chippewa has been so successful, plans are underway to open a second site in Larkinville. The students learn about the culinary world and receive hands-on experience, but are still required to maintain their academics and regents. Emerson leaders say it's been one of the most sought-after schools in the city district, with more than 600 eighth graders applying. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.